Hello, everyone. Hello. We're running late tonight, but you have tuned in to Radiance by Design. This is Veronica, and I'd love to talk to you. So tonight, the show is shorter, so you better call in earlier. What do you think? I'm going to give the numbers right off the bat. If you'll call in to, let's see here, 888-627-6008. I want us to all talk about what's going on in the crazy world of American politics. Paul Ryan was just voted in by 230-odd Congress members to be the Speaker of the House. And I think a lot of you know how dangerous that is for human interest, if you want to put it that way, how dangerous that is for women's rights, for human rights, for Social Security, for any of those things. He's got the, he's got it, hasn't he? So I was very, very upset about that. What are you thinking? And then I talked to the guys from Angels tonight, and they were telling us to remember one thing. Remember to keep raising your fields in frequency, because as we do that, we change the energy and change the reality. So since nobody's called in yet, and I know that we're running late, let's start right off with our sacred geometrics. Let's all get together in the geometric form and create our beautiful studio of transformation and really see what it is we would prefer to have on the planet. We want some solutions. There's terrible things in Syria, in international political stuff, in the Russian, Israeli. There's all these difficult things going on. So let's you and I, all of us together, create a coherent wave of consciousness that we can send out there and actually raise, elevate the level of vibration that is going on out there. We can make a huge difference. I remember one of the sections of my very interesting life when I got very involved in the Christian Science people 4 years. And that was because I had gotten into a big, big change in my life. And in that big change, I moved from Tucson over to the Bay Area. And in the Bay Area, I decided to explore metaphysical places, the I Am places, and the various kind of consciousness rooms, if you will, or teaching places that I wanted to go to. And I found that metaphysicians were heartless. And I found this later in some of the other huge learning curves that I went through with people who are in, say, the Lazara stuff or whatever. I shouldn't say that out loud, but in regular healing gatherings, that where I was going through a very difficult, difficult time, there was a huge judgment amongst many, many metaphysicians. How could you have created that? What is it you're doing? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it wasn't exactly a healing approach, but I got to the Christian Science people. The I Am people said they didn't want any part of me because I had been, because I had taken acid only once, mind you, in the 60s, because they asked what your drug history is. And so they didn't want me in there because I could be releasing energies that could poison the people. I don't know. Anyway, so on and so forth. So I'm just talking about how relentlessly defiant and defensive various spiritual tenets can be when, just like Republican, Democrat, when our human hearts are not awake, and when we're not loving, and when we're not evolving, when we're restricting, if I have, you don't, if you have, I don't, that kind of stuff. So anyway, back to the Christian Science people, I studied and studied with them because they were very warm and welcoming and said, how about doing some house sitting, and the homeless people and very wealthy people were all in the same circles, and they all hugged, and there was none of this, and everybody was very, very warm with me. I couldn't believe it, because this was new to me. But bottom line, one of the stories that I learned a lot about their stories, I studied because I'm a very good student of a lot of different spiritual focuses. And their whole thing was, you know, you create, they're some of the earliest new thought groups, aren't they? And so they say you create your reality with your mind and your heart and you send it out there. And so some of the stories that they had that were amazing were like, for example, in the heart of London, in the middle of all the bombings, the London bombing, their houses, most of their houses didn't get hit. People all around them would be blown up. But what they were doing was creating with their mind's eye that there is no war and that God is, I don't know how they put it. I remember one of the basic things was, I'm a direct reflection of God and God isn't dropping bombs. I'm a direct reflection of God and God isn't being damaged by this or that. So I just remember, and I'm not saying you have to do it that way, but I just remember it being very poignant and absolutely, in my experience, loving about how their experiences were relayed one to the other. And I promise you, it wasn't about a hairdo, because some of them were really catty and street people, and some were dressed to the nines because they were very wealthy. And I just really loved that experience. I will never forget that. I think I spent probably 4 years studying the Christian Science stuff. And I'm not, the reason I left it was because I'm an intuitive and I'm in a transformer and so on, and they don't really go for that sort of thing. You know, they have their own beliefs. But nonetheless, I will always love and honor them for loving and honoring me and loving and honoring their connection to the higher in the face of what looks like irrevocable damage. So I'm saying that's a good story for me to remember and you to remember when you see the world, the ecological stuff, what my guides were calling, you know, when we have political empowerment groups around the world, and it has to do with money, who owns what, the best people own a lot, which isn't true, you know that. The best people aren't necessarily rich people. What does best people mean anyway? I think coming from the heart is really important. Anyway, so knowing all this stuff and knowing the dangers in the Middle East and knowing the dangers when we get a very hefty right-wing Republican working against social programs in this country and so on, I think, okay, the guides are right. We need to raise the fears and frequencies. And I return to that Christian Science experience I had, when was that, 15 years ago, and I absolutely cherish the stories that they had about what can be accomplished when we send our fields and frequency out, when we really relate to possibility as opposed to what could go wrong. So let's call in up above your head. Take a couple of breaths. We're going to do the sacred geometrics and get all together. Up above your head, way up there, 2 miles, you see a golden ball. You create the golden ball, okay? Because you and I are creating energy fields to support one another and many other situations. So up above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. So now there you are with a strand of gold connecting you to this infinite supply of golden energy. And so you're an energy, thank you. You're an energy person first and foremost, remember, and it downloads into your body mind second. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a three-sided gold pyramid and push it out so you can play underneath it. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, right? Now push the two pyramids together. Oh, I didn't say what it was, the lower golden ball, another three-sided pyramid. Push those two pyramids together and you've got this beautiful golden diamond shape. Yay! And actually, when we put those two together, I feel the energy, this sparkling energy that you would feel in, for example, the pyramids or any of this shape. Inside of the diamond, find yourself creating a crystal sphere, a glass ball. And that crystal sphere has many, many, many radiant spectral hues going round and round it. And remember, you're inside of it. And being inside of it, it's a very feminine energy, isn't it? Good. And then inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. That's like a three-dimensional Star of David. You're inside of that. And another way to look at it, it's your Merkaba. It's the fields of light that are like a star that are all around you and I, where we can literally shift dimensions. And I want you to spin and spin and spin in that beautiful, beautiful star tetrahedron. Okay, spin and spin. And I always feel a wonderful spinning buzz. Good. When I start spinning it down in front of it, in front of you as you spin and spin, as if the world is still in front of you, even though you're spinning. See a magical, magical screen. And on that screen, create some movies. And the first movie is you creating what it is you want, what you want to become. And I always want to become actively multidimensional. I want to be able to talk to you from any dimension I want. Good. And I see myself becoming that consciously multidimensional. That's it. Tonight is very, very vibrant. And then when I feel like I'm getting there, I wrap it in light, move it to the left. And then the second screen is me creating, or you creating something you want to create. And it can be home and family. It can be a world travel. It can be a book, a television show, a television. It can be anything you want, just a really amazing multidimensional traveling. How about that? All right, and you see all the pieces, the resources, the time, the people, everything you need to create whatever is your big dream. Good, and as you see all the pieces flow to build, to construct your dream with the beauty that you can't even imagine. Well, yeah, you can, because you're imagining it right now. Take a look and see all the pieces coming together. Maybe it's reconstructing our planet and giving the whales and dolphins their beautiful natural habitat and so on. Okay, now wrap that in. Oh, no, we're not done yet. When we get to the point that it's really been achieved, right, take a few minutes and then call in again all of the resources that it takes to sustain your project, to its natural life existence. See it going on and on. Good. And now wrap that in light. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Now we're going to bring in, you know, each of you has a healing team around you, a huge team of consciousnesses. I would say realm after realm after realm. They're quite intimate because many of the beings in your realms of consciousness have their own teams around them, and then their own teams around them, and their own teams around them. And we need to have access to huge, huge numbers for our Galactic Healing Center. And out of that, we're going to ask for a little team of amazing healers and have them join us in our Galactic Healing Center. And then we're going to bring in a beautiful, very fresh healing table. And on that table, guess who's going to lie down? It's called you. Or me, in my case. Let's lie on the table and ask our healing team, our carefully selected healing team, and look up at them, see who they are and see how they look. And ask them for what it is you need. Good. Excellent. What is it you need on this healing table? And what is it I need? Good. When you get it going, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And here we're going to have a fresh healing table. And our healing team has left, but they can replicate themselves around the fresh healing table. And now there's a few of you, so we could say there are several tables here, or we could use magic and use one table, and each of you can put someone on that table yourself. But I've been talking to a few people who are saying, I really need to feel the expansion of my own fields and frequency of my thoughts, of my ability to create and amplify my ability to create my reality in the world. I need to raise my consciousness. And the healing team is around several of you, placing hands on your head, placing hands on your belly, and raising the fields and frequency from the various ganglion of your body to set. Who is it? Yeah. Who is it? Oh, thank you. Yeah. I got a delivery. I'm sorry, everybody. Here. Anyway, I know what it is. Homemade toothpaste from my amazing daughter in Seattle. All right, so we're going to raise the fields and frequency again. Yeah, there we go. And just as we're going to create consciousness in the beings that are on our table, and what the beings who are standing around us and helping us be healed are it's funny, they're doing something really funny. It's almost like they're, you know, when you're in a massage and somebody hits a gong, or you go into the Integratron and they make the beautiful bowls raise the fields and frequency. I'm getting the sound of these frequencies moving up to the bodies of the people that are on the table. And actually, in using, if you're on the table right now and you're using your imagination to envision what it is you'd want to see in the world, just also see that they're raising the fields and frequencies as if they've hit a big gong. And those frequencies, which are many, many colors, sparkly colors, are moving up to you. To your mind, to your brain, to your entire body, even your toenails. Can you feel that? So there are several of you who really need to get this lift, and is coming through you. It is coming through you. Yes. Now remember, if we're going to change the world, we have to do a great number of things to keep raising our fields and frequency consciously, and not just getting in step with the fields that are around us. So what we're going to do is take a little pause from the Galactic Healing Center, wrap it in light for a few minutes, because we have a caller on the line, and we're going to invite you, caller on the line, to come on in and talk to us. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How you doing?
Felt like you were doing it for me there. That was the whole thing for me. Because it was exactly what I was asking for when I took my walk today. I was like, can I get more, you know, contact information with this, all these beings, this higher self, and be more connected and more supported in what I want to do, which I don't even know what I want to do anymore. It's like... It's been so long since I had those visions that, you know, and sometimes I think I'm being unrealistic by, you know, holding on to them.
Oh, wait. You just said one of my favorite words to pick on. Unrealistic.
What? I know. I don't want to be realistic. Yeah, I'm a dreamer.
We want to... We want to change the frequency of a word like realism, right? We want to change the frequency so that it's realism, right? How are you, my friend? Let's see if we can get...
I feel like I feel like my energy's been sort of stuck for a long time, and I don't know whether it's just timing or what, but you did tell me that things are going to feel better in about 3 weeks, and that was about 3 weeks ago. So I'm starting to feel it. I mean, I could feel it today when I really consciously worked on myself, but it's really this connection that I want to feel that I'm supported in what I want to do, you know, going forward. And those have always had global concepts, you know, they've been so global for the last 15 years, you know, that it's not just about me, but in essence it is, because if I'm not doing well, how can I do anything else, you know? It's like, does that make sense?
Oh, it really does, but I also want to remind you of something. You're saying the same thing, but I'm going to put it in a different way, is that for each of us, when we're talking about the world in turmoil, it really takes each individual to raise their field, their expectation, their sense of reality, doesn't it? For the whole planet to shift. So you're doing just the right thing there. So let's take a look at you. Let's talk to the guides again and say what we'd like to do is have, I'm rubbing my hands together, we're calling our teams to bring in their teams, to bring in their teams, to bring in their teams. And we're asking to feel that connection move from the earth right up to our legs, right up to the perineum, and right up to the body, to rise way up to the body, up to the top of the head, and way out into the great central sun. And then back down, when it comes back down, it goes into your head. And now they're putting their hands on your, I guess we could call it your head. They're putting their hands on your head and vibrating your brain pattern, because it knows how to connect with the higher realms, and that's what it wants. And it is very, very important, Aaliyah, and a lot of you know this, to be connected with your purpose is healing for the entire planet. I'm saying the same thing again, but you're doing the right thing, and they're showing an opening. Look at that. You can see, can't you? There's an opening coming up in your brain. It's probably the pineal, although it looks like it's more toward the front. Let me see here again. And they're saying that. What's that? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you. Keep on going.
No, it's really interesting because there's a space coming up. There's something going on, and I'm looking around at other people's brains as well. And just if you were to, it's just toward the frontal lobe, it seems that there's a light coming up. And they're saying that they want so much to infuse or connect with so many of us who have what they're calling is a celestial track. Yeah, there we go. Now, I want everybody who was thinking of the brain and having this amazing light go from the great central sun down into the top of your head and back up again. But also, we want to go back down to the base of the spine and the end of the base ganglion. There you go. There's an amazing light right at the base of our spine. Now remember, it's the area of the body, the chakra, that talks a lot about what you came for and your lineage and what is your, where is your life force to do something. And they're wanting to go there and infuse that and do that with a much more vital light. There we go. Now, Aaliyah, it's right at the base of your spine. And see, everybody see it from the base of the spine and have it running all the way up the spine. That's it. And where it gets stuck, you want to see that light push through the stuck part as it burns out the old ashes and have it move straight up, right behind the skull, the base of the skull, right up through the skull, and straight out into the great central sun, at which point we all stop and perceive for a moment your creation of how you want to see this planet. And that includes your own personal work, Aaliyah, but also how we want to see this planet and then how we want to fit into that plan. There we are. Funny, if we create our reality, I never thought before how the planet and plan are related terms, related words. Fun, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh my, I feel a real buzzing going on. Do you have any other questions, Aaliyah? Shall I just move on and keep doing this?
I really love this. This is really fantastic. I like the idea of connecting more solidly with that source energy, with the energy that can help me move forward. Because those visions that I had so long ago, I mean, sometimes I feel kind of stymied because they don't, you know, they came so early and they weren't possible to do at the time. So I still feel a bit stymied with those things because I, you know, even the simple things of looking for something just slightly better, I run into all the belief systems that have seem to have grown up around not being able to do it. So I actually put them on an altar today and I burnt them up. And my mom.
Oh, good.
I'm like, you know, can we incinerate all those things? Cause, yeah.
I just want to say to you that you're a very, very bright spirit, and the more you do, they're saying this, that the more you send the energy up your spine and way out into the great central sun, the more you're connected to the library that you belong to. You know, your library card is that amazing light you have that can shoot right up into the realms of belief and concept that you so much know about and so much believe in. It's really in your nature, in your heart, in your transformative soul.
Do they have any messages for me other than that's a beautiful message? I love that.
The only message is, well, I'll have to get back to other people, but the message for you is if you can keep focusing at a higher and higher level, you'll find your natural work comes forward. It's almost as if you're being bidden by experience and by circumstance to move forward and move people into some sort of presenting their own truth. So you have some kind of group coming up and some kind of artistic presentation, which is not just for beauty, but is for very much for symbolic connection to realms. At the beginning, I like to say I like to be conscious on many dimensions, almost like the symbolic presentations you're going to bring forward for the sake of, in this case, it looks like helping other people, are going to make a huge difference to you. So you will be communicating in beauty and in color with many dimensions. And you'll find that this is beginning to emerge in you already and that you're helping other people when you do this. And it's both of those situations are extremely important to you. Not just to be in a... Pardon?
I'm sorry, not just being an artist, just being connected
not
with
not just being an artist, but also being in service. You want to be in service. You want to make a difference on the planet, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So we say, you know what? You're on your way, darling.
Okay. Right. I'll stay open for that because it seemed very vague, but I can understand it at another level, I think. So I'll listen to the replay. Thank you.
Yes, I think you're going to get a lot in your dreams, too.
Yeah, I want them to. I want that to open up again. I want this to start to open up for me because I think that that's, you know, I can't keep on closing down. You know, so this is, you know.
No, it's time. Do you do yoga?
No, but I do. I'm starting to. I do some more walking meditations and things like that, which help. They help a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just do that, but also do some breathing, too. Big, big breathing, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much.
And thanks for your call, honey. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So it's a very interesting time because what they're reminding us is that we need to reach beyond our third dimension, really reach up there. Because the more connected you stay with the higher, the more radiant are the fields and frequency around you and inside of you. And I see several of you out there. Look at you out there. There are a couple of beings who feel so, what would we call it, discouraged, dismayed, kind of held in a place. And I want to say, no need. Lift your head. Lift your head. Shoot your imagery way up high and then draw down some of those lights through your body. Suture yourself into the earth. Bring it back up. And you're going to be radiating at a higher and higher level all week. I want you to practice, practice, practice. Good. And now it's really important. Let's do another one. Bring in our guides and angels again and our healing team. Oh, my goodness, yes. And bring in a fresh table. Oh, let's bring in three tables. And in this case, we have, we have a man, a woman, and a child. Oh, that's interesting. And each one of them is dealing with a kind of depression or feeling of the child has been daunted every time he turns around. But this child has visions and kind of distortions in how he sees reality. This woman has a similar thing. She's quite intuitive, but she clings to the three-dimensional world and becomes very, very distressed by a love affair went wrong, and by financial problems and by tax problems. And then the fellow gets, he has tax problems, but he has also a kind of a PTSD. He's not making any sense. He's come from a very difficult background. And he feels stymied, that there's nothing he can do. These are dead-end feelings from these people. Then there's one other one who's kind of a sociopath, okay? And he's a person that most people who are close to him trust him for a while, but around him, the ring of beings that he connects with is sociopathic. He does not tell the truth. So we have four different people with four different concepts running their lives that make it feel impossible. Now, my child here is a very, very brilliant and perceptive child who has not been encouraged. So he takes his visions instead of, like some children would just dream and dream. He does not. He's suspicious of himself. So what we're going to do is ask the healing team, oh, good, they're working with his brain. In all four cases, they are working with the brain and also with the base ganglia and the belly, right? And so they've got their hands, that's what they've got. To me, they look like flares of light that they're putting on the belly in a circular fashion, and they're putting a circular hand-like figure on the base of the spine, and also they're placing there's 9 or 10 of them, so someone's placing hand-like parts on the brain all around the head. Good. And these people are being gifted with these inductions of tremendous fields and frequencies. There we go. Now we're doing with the woman whose life has been so complicated, but she has skills and talents beyond belief. She just has to move her thinking and her vibration. Now, this is the whole lesson tonight, to move your vibration beyond what you think is truth in reality is a huge, huge step. Because when we think truth in reality is a certain way, we are in a trance, are we not? So we want to break out of that trance. There we go. And they're helping with her. Good. And they're just shaking her free. It's really funny. There we are. And now we wrap her in light. Now we're moving to the fellow who's got the PTSD. Oh, he doesn't. He's terribly. Probably doing some kind of mind altering. Now, mind altering was a good idea. But don't use medication for that, because it alters your mind to be less in your... you want it to be flexible. You want it to be like the capo on a guitar neck, you know, where you move that beautiful little clip up and down according to the key you want to be in. You don't want to have it made of cement so that the key is fixed in place with a dull thud. And that's what people do with their heads with the big pharma, right? There we go. There we go. We're helping this one, but he... the angels are working with the back of his neck and the base of his skull. And now we're going to wrap him in light. Now we go to the fourth one, who's the pathological or sociological fellow who cannot tell the truth. He lies. He only lies, not, he doesn't consider the lies. He only tells what he thinks will work for him and helps him to either make money or make deals. There we go. And nobody can really trust him. There we go. And he's young, he's handsome. But his life, there we go. They're moving something on his lower spine. And they're moving a lot of energy. This is not what we thought we were aiming for, but right between his shoulder blades, moving a lot of energy there. And then also at the base of the skull. Good. And now they're moving energy all through his brain. Ah. Yeah, almost like it's electric shocks running through his brain. And now each of these people is going to be worked with over time this evening. So we're just going to wrap that all in light and let the healing team cart them over to the corner here. And now we're going to do our Galactic Healing Center political one. And let's put Paul Ryan, let's have some fun here. Let's do some guerrilla political tactics, you guys. How about this? Are you ready? Again, call in your connection to your higher self and then way out to the universal sun, the great sun. Good. And feel that energy coming down. Now see the teams and teams of galactic beings, of consciousness beings around this big political table. And in it, on the table, there's Mr. Ryan. And what we're going to do is see how to absolutely infuse him with a sparkling energy that makes him wonder. There we go. And we're putting it through. Okay, and now I'm asking the healing teams to come through. Yeah, and they're surrounding him, and they have their hands on his, forgive me, on his behind. At the base of his spine, where his basal ganglion is. That's it. And they're infusing him with a waking up consciousness. They have to infuse him, apparently, with love. Yeah. Good. Good. That's it. Come on, a little bit more. We need to infuse him with love, his heart, his belly, his throat, his neck, and his brain, until you could just see him sparkling. The healing team is laughing and enjoying him, actually. Yeah. Wrap him in light. Good, and let's move him aside. And then now let's you and I go back into calling in, and our healing team is going to help us with this. Call in the connection to the higher and realize that with the universal frequencies changing as they are, the frequencies on our planet changing as they are, we're drawing them in using the mind as a sculpted tool. Draw in these beautiful fields, frequencies, and rush them right down through your whole body, mind. Good. And just fill your body, mind with them. Woo! Your arms sparkling in your hands. And now when your hands are sparkling, let's take a look at the world, the whole globe, the planet, and see that light coming from your hands being patted all over the world, wherever there's war, deception, illness, difficulty for the sweet animals, changing climate, and disasters and earthquakes and whatever you see, they're all around the world. Until the whole world is, I would call it enshrouded, but that's got an emotional term I don't mean. But let's just keep patting this wonderful, wonderful light anywhere in the world that needs it until you see the whole world is just shining with this incredible layers and layers of sparkling energy, and have that energy move round and round the world and come back in up your hands, arms, circle round and round in your heart, move up through your shoulders, up through the top of your head, way out into the great central sun. Drop back down, drop through the top of your head, right down into your body, and shoot into the core of the earth. Now I'd like you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Good. And now I want you to jump in here and spin and spin and spin. And spin and spin and spin. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, there's a lot of tumultuousness out there on the planet. There's a whole bunch of craziness going on, and we're headed into Halloween. So remember to talk nicely to spirits. I'm teasing you now. Oh, and I want to say, hey, look, my book. We had to do a re-edit of a little bit farther of it. You know how that goes. Oh, this isn't quite right. We need to fix it. So we're probably going to be launching it around the 17th of November. And I'm going to invite all of you to please, especially those of you who want to buy it all on the same day. So make sure you're on my mailing list, and I'll tell you exactly when. Because Amazon's got this kind of thing. It's a bit of a fiddle, you know. But you get points. You get, like, stars if you have enough people buying it on the same day. So I think it's going to be November the 17th. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. I've had some great feedback. Oh, Nancy, several of you have given me some wonderful feedback. I said I might stop this show, but Nancy, your articulations have really been amazing. But some of you have spoken to me about what you have gained from these shows. So I'd really appreciate it if you could give me a little bit more feedback again. I'd really like to know what it is you want to experience, and what it is you like, what is missing, and shall I continue with the show? This is Veronica Entwistle saying, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. If you want a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Check my website, veronicaentwistle.com. Same old name, right? And thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. I apologize that we were so darn late, and we better get off so the next show can come on. Many, many blessings, and good night.